Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
No, we don't.
So have a biscuit, Nacy.
Yes.
I've just checked. There's 16 personal points on WW. I'm not having
them. Are they? You can't go near.
No, I can't. No.
How are you surviving on the WW?
Oh, no, fine. It just means that there's no point in me having food.
Oh.
And still quite a lot of it.
Oh, good. Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's just a biscuit's half your daily allowance. So it's more about retraining the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Choices.
I've eaten
like
three of them.
Like not having your photo taken. You're very thin.
Yes.
You're very thin, so eating three of them, that's all fine. Yeah.
Why don't you like having your
photograph
taken? I just
don't like it, and I hate the fact that people, we've discussed this before,
I
hate the presumption of people. I see it as predatory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's unnecessary. If someone says no, surely, if you think about, and I'll be quite honest, if you think about the issue around consent across the board,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I know a lot of that's to do with sexual inappropriation, etc. But being told, I don't know. But then someone came up and took the fag out your mouth the whole time.
That's
took the fag
true.
Out the time. So
yes.
Until it's something that you, I hate it.
I know.
And
you do.
Even I could hear it out there. Someone's just tried to take our photos, not in a paparazzi way, but it's like, oh no, do it this way, do it that way. The one, you know, Michelle, take my photo. Do it like fucking take your own photo because it's never enough. And I've said this before on here. It's the same with photo. Could you just move in that way? Could you? It's like men in. Oh my God, men in cars. Washes with their little hands, and you want to get out and trap them in the door. Because I said to a guy, I said, I'm not moving, and he went, and I went, no, hose it or let me go out.
Well, I suppose, is that entitlement? That's why I just got across with that guy. That did you hear that about the guy with the cigarette?
Oh, no, but you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that because as a smoker then,
what?
You should be totally up for the fact that that guy accosted you in the way that I have to take on board having a photo taken when I don't
want it. That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm trying to agree with you.
Oh, are you?
I am trying to agree with you. Is that man came up to me and said, can I get a cigarette off you? I said, no, I've only got one left. And he said, well, give me a drag of yours. And I said, no. And then he gave me abuse. That's sense of entitlement.
Oh,
I don't know where men think.
It's awful. You don't, and I don't know anyone.
No,
a photo.
You don't.
No, exactly.
But
so.
It just seems that in this business, what Wheez is in, that not having a photograph taken for publicity purposes
what you're
is
telling
a little bit short-sighted.
Some revolting handheld camera photo in which I will inevitably look like Methuselah. How's that going to enhance my career?
Well, because that photograph's going to go up with you hiding behind your papoose.
Well, that's fine then, because see if those photos do, because I haven't consented to those photos, I will get my solicitor onto this. So, yeah, I'll see you both in court. So,
oh, I got called for jury duty.
Christ, you?
Yeah, I know.
You can barely navigate your way through a menu.
I'm going.
Are you?
Yes. I'm going. I've replied. I've RSVP'd.
I've RSVP'd in the positive.
Yes. Said I'll be there.
Oh my goodness. Whoa.
They won't pick me.
Whoa. But you won't be asked to do that once you're on the road.
No. But what I thought was I would get it out the way.
Right. Okay.
Now,
is it
so
in Edinburgh?
They can't. Yes. And it's an RJC, a remote justice court, a remote court justice.
What, Zoom justice? Is that
no,
where we're at?
No. It's in a bloody cinema in Fountain Park or something.
Oh yuck! It's not even a nice area.
No. It's not even in the proper courts.
So why were you so appalled by that man asking for a bit of your cigarette? Because you both clearly have an interest.
Yeah, I was
in
appalled
smoking.
Because I don't know who this man is and why on earth.
But you didn't know who the man was from the train and you gave him your number. So do you see the hypocrisy?
No. But I don't want to, give away my cigarettes because they're very expensive.
How much is a pack of cigarettes?
It wasn't so much that he asked me for it. It was his reaction to me saying, no, you can't have a draw on my cigarette.
Now, and that's interesting because your reaction to me not having my photo taken was one of horror, disgust. I'm going to call you Henrietta, hypocrite, whereas Nacy's flatmate is called Henrietta Hemorrhoid because she's some kind of care bar person.
You are reconfiguring this conversation.
No, not at all,
asked you why you didn't like
hemorrhoid burst. His flatmate's question. Hemorrhoid burst.
Wow, please don't. We don't need that.
You didn't hear the story.
I didn't hector you over the subject. I just inquired as to why. I know.
We went out for a drink the last time and you tried to take a photo of me and I immediately pulled my hood down and put my head on the table and people still knew it was me.
Yes, they did. And you looked like a rapist.
No, I did not, actually, because I never have. Thank you very much. Rapists now have hoods over their head and lie on tables outside Planet Janet in Edinburgh. Christ, this is hellish. Absolutely hellish. You're insane, lady. Honestly, you're appalled by
You bring out the worst in me.
I think you bring out the worst in yourself. You can't tell me that you're not like this with other people.
I'm not as vicious.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, that's not true, I am.
Well, there
I
do you go.
Have a, what was it Gowan said to me the other day? Because I'd said something and they called me Mrs. She said, you were just your usual Mrs. Blunt.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't think that's a bad thing anyway. Oh. I've discovered I'm Mrs. Blunt when I'm pissed and I say exactly the same thing, drunk or sober. Just when I'm sober, I'm a little bit more diplomatic.
Well, I always think that whatever you say when you've had a drink in you is something that's in you anyway.
Oh, completely.
And the drink just brings it out.
Yeah, but
so I never buy into the fact I can't remember saying it because I was so drunk. It doesn't matter because all the alcohol represents is a platform for you to actually have the confidence to push it out. So again, it comes back to the theme of this podcast that those people are disingenuous. And it's funny how they think it's acceptable then to call you for everything under the sun because they've had a drink, as opposed to saying, can I get a wee word with you? Because I think your behaviour's appalling. I don't understand why you won't get your photo taken. And I wasn't keen on what you did there. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
No, I agree.
Scum.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I'm so tired of people hiding behind alcohol. It's funny, actually, because we were talking about our reputations as booze bags, which we have done various times, but I cannot remember the last time that I actually got hammered.
And funnily enough, I was at the Manchester Frog at the weekend and there's a gig at 4 o'clock, one at 8 o'clock, and we went and had a couple of pints, the acts, in between gigs. And it was that classic thing. So Colin, who's the tech, we were kind of acting up a bit, just like, you should have. And I tweeted something to Frog a Bucket going, you can't trust acts. You know, don't give us an interval. We can't be trusted, you know, sort of with pints and everything.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast. And this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And clearly I was exaggerating because I'm not unprofessional in that respect. Mm-hmm. But Colin did say, and it was a great show, Colin did say, oh, he said, I was a bit worried. And I said, why? He said, oh, because I've never seen you drunk before, a gig. And I was like, but I wasn't drunk. I was kind of acting the drunk. I'd only had a couple of pints, so it wasn't, you know. So it's quite funny that that's what I was saying. We do, people's perception of me and you doesn't necessarily, we play up to it, but it doesn't actually necessarily match the reality of who we are, because I'm not that. You, all my pictures of me getting pissed and all the rest of it, but I don't drink like that all the time.
I got told I was boring on Saturday night because I went home and I went, I don't owe you anything, go away. I don't want to sit and drink with you. You make me sick.
But the fact that, yeah, you, the last time you were out and drunk, and also that I don't get drunk that often.
But people are clinging to very, very old stories.
Yeah.
That's what people are clinging to.
Well, I don't think I ever have, because I don't drink at home on my own. I don't, so it is. It's,
I have to laugh at the piety coming over in you. I don't drink at all. No, no, you just...
I mean, I barely let a white wine touch my, brush my lips.
Which lips?
Ah, we're back to that again.
Oh, honestly. Oh, no, I'm just, I have to say, it's just, it's a very hypocritical world.
Well, I think other people are too busy worrying about other people's lives to, and they should first focus on their own.
Well, they should. Mm-hmm. And just leave people.
Leave us the fuck alone.
Well, yeah. That's the whole
I'm
thing.
I'm in that mood at the moment. I really am. Just leave me alone.
Do you know something? I am sensing quite a negative. It's not a negative.
Negative vibe.
You seem to be, I think you're upset about something and you're not telling me.
No, I have told you, but I'm not telling you on the podcast.
No, 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 but it can't just be that.
Oh.
I think there's something else, and I think that's completely up to you, and maybe you'll tell me on the way home and maybe you won't, but there seems to be, you're genuinely, from the moment I saw you today, and I understood what you told me, which, guess who, don't sue, it's all highly confidential, it's to do with a snapper, a red snapper, that's a fish, but I think there is something else.
I know, I think it might be a combination of certain, just being taken advantage of from certain quarters that is beginning to grind my gears. And, yeah.
Well, I mean, irritated. Without going into detail or whatever, you kind of feel as though you've been hoist by the petard of your own generosity in life.
Yes.
Again.
But again, because I keep doing it. So thing. I think actually it's nothing else other than me
being
making the same mistakes.
In yourself.
Me making the same mistakes again. So,
but I think that you have to try and let this go.
Yes, I will.
And I mean, I don't know what you've got on this week, but
I'm away to London tomorrow.
Are you away to London?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do GB News.
All right.
Twice.
Okay. Yes.
And then I'm doing Top Secret Comedy Club, and I'm doing the Boat Comedy Club on the Thames.
Right. And who are you on in GB News with?
I don't know, actually.
You don't know. You don't know who's hosting the show.
Oh, that's the one on Sunday, Nana.
All right, okay.
Why are you making, right.
What's Nana's show called?
Why?
I am obsessed with
that?
Nana.
Are you obsessed with
Nana? I think she, I honestly love her look. I love her sass. I don't necessarily share all her opinions.
But that's fine.
But I like the fact that she is unapologetically out there.
Yeah. Yes, no, so I met her and she...
She loves you.
She does love me and she says I'm a strong, independent woman. So we're going
but
to be
strong,
independent
women. Yes.
No, I don't necessarily agree with some of her opinions, but that's the joy of...
Debate
and, yeah, discussing and looking at different... Yeah, so whether you can...
So you're off to London to visit the Queen.
Oh, because I am going to be there for Jubilee.
Yes, will you be doing anything for the Jubilee?
I won't be doing anything. I might be.
Are you bothered by the Jubilee?
Not in the slightest.
Do you know what I absolutely hate? I'm a Republican. Really? Are you not just unattractive? There's a difference, is there? I'm a Republican. I'm not doing that. So do you know what I say? I say to all the people that are Republicans, and listen up, bitches, regardless of what your politics are, if you are a Republican, you feel that she shouldn't be whatever, If you are made to take the day off work, go and volunteer.
Yeah.
Eat some gravel.
Yes,
cry.
Don't take the benefits.
Don't take the benefits of the Jubilee weekend. No,
I don't plan to do it. I'm gigging. But I thought I might on the Monday, because my train's not till 8:30 at night.
Oh.
Might take a little wander through the streets of London and see how the peasants are celebrating.
Well, I think that's lovely. Will you join me through the streets of London? What's that song?
Down the streets of London.
Because I remember someone was playing it in an old folks home.
Yes, it is an old folks home. Yeah,
it's that kind of thing. It was a Victoria Wood sketch. Well, you could maybe go for a couple of Jubilee gins.
Well, I might do that. Yes.
Why are you on such a late train? What time does that get you in? Are you LNER or Lumo?
LNER. I think. No, I'm not. I'm Lumo, 2390.
Oh,
that's
no.
Why I'm on it. It's 2390. Okay. Gets me into 10 to 1, which isn't really well thought through because I can't get back to Queens Ferry.
Taxi?
25 quid. I'd have been better getting an earlier train for the St.
Anyone who think this was my fault, I'm going to go. I will speak to you very soon and take quality care.
Bye-bye.
Godspeed. Click, click, flash, flash.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.